take for granted in our lives choice in every other area, whether it's Pop-Tarts or cereal or cell phones, but really education is the most important thing. Especially as a parent, you want your kids to have a solid education. My name is Lisa Snell, and I'm the Director of Education for the Reason Foundation, and I've been working on education and school choice issues for about 20 years. And probably the biggest way that I'm affiliated with school choice is I'm always trying to find good choices for my own kids' schools. School choice in the United States is really at a tipping point in the sense that kids in America have more choices today than they've ever had before. Schools really are no longer driven by where you live and your address and residential assignment. Instead, you can choose a school based on your interests. And the way that that happens is right now there's 5,000 charter schools in the United States serving more than 2 million kids. And in some cities like Los Angeles and New Orleans, a much larger number of kids get to go to those kinds of schools. There's also private scholarship programs and tax credit programs that allow you to take your public school money to a private school of your choice. There's more than 35 of those programs now in the United States. So across the board, public schools have, because of the competition, they have way more magnet schools and they're getting rid of residential assignments. So there's just a lot more choice. It's much better to be a kid if you want to choose your school in 2011. Number one, public schools are in for school choice because they're now letting public dollars follow kids to their school. So public schools have felt a lot of competition from charter schools and school vouchers and tax credits and school scholarships. And public schools generally have not had school choice for every school in their district, and their financing systems have been set up based on where you live. So you get to go to a school based on residential assignment. It's your neighborhood school. But public schools, because of competition, have had to change the way they do things by opening up enrollment and letting the money follow the child. So even here in California, Governor Jerry Brown has just come out with a proposal where he would have a weighted student funding and the state money would go where the child is at based on the characteristics of the individual child. Governor Mitch Daniels in Indiana just had a statewide school financing program based on the money followed the child. And there's actually about 40 places now, school districts like New York City, San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, where instead of having residential assignment, they actually let kids pick the public school that they want to go to, and the district per pupil funding follows that child to the school. Number two, across the country, courts more and more are ruling that both vouchers and tax credits are constitutional. Both state and the Supreme Court nationally have been siding with parents in terms of allowing them to use public dollars to pick the school of their choice. So in April 2011, the Supreme Court voted, for example, that tax credits could support kids going to private schools because the government never had the money in the first place and they never were public dollars. In January of 2012, Indiana, which just passed the largest statewide voucher program in the nation, their state Supreme Court sided with parents and said that that program was constitutional and that it could be expanded and kids could take vouchers in Indiana to go to private schools. Number three, evidence shows that school choice, charter schools, vouchers, tax credits works. So there's more and more evidence that school choice works for kids. So for example, in the city of New Orleans, now in 2012, about 90% of kids are enrolled in charter schools. And for the last 6 years, New Orleans has seen very steady improvement in terms of test scores for reading and math and science, and in terms of graduation rates. The kids are doing much better than before they had choice. And in addition to that, there were 20 studies that were random assignment gold standard studies that looked at the effect of vouchers and school choice on public schools. And 18 out of 19 found that public schools perform better when they have competition from vouchers. And the 19th study found really no difference. Every empirical study in places like Milwaukee, Cleveland, Florida shows a positive effect when it's a gold standard study that uses randomized assignments. And no studies have found negative effects. And in addition to that, they find these positive effects for a lot less money. So school vouchers and charter schools actually are getting the same results or better for a much lower cost than traditional public schools. Charter schools and school vouchers are like anything else. There's good performers and there's bad performers. But the key difference with these kind of schools is that they're held accountable, because if they don't succeed, they lose their funding, because we're not bound to keep that school open because of some sentimental obligation that it's a neighborhood school. And they're contractually obligated to serve their students. With school choice, parents tend to have much higher satisfaction. They tend to score very high on things like safety. The empirical evidence shows that for middle schools and high schools, graduation rates are much better, that college attendance is much better. So while they may not always outscore traditional schools in terms of math and reading, there's a lot of quality of life values that parents value that make having the choice important to those parents, and is one of the reasons for the popularity. So for instance, in New York or LA, when you have a successful charter school, you often have hundreds of people waiting in line on waiting lists to get into those schools. And it's because of academic performance, but it's also because of things that are harder to quantify. There's really no reason that we should pick our K-12 schools based on where we live. Instead, because of both technology and the idea that the money should always follow the child, we can pick our schools based on the needs of our child, not on some other arbitrary factor. Everything else we do based on choice. Why not education?